Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 211 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to catch you up on what's been going on behind the scenes in our little world the last week or so, specifically behind the scenes in my little world, I guess. And then after you're all caught up, we're going to get into the remainder of our 2020 gift guide. We're going to talk specifically this week about gifts for men, gifts for women, so many ideas. We do hope they're helpful. And we thank you so much, as always, for being here. We hope you really enjoy episode 211. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie has agreed that she is going to carry us today.
Because we, what Sophie is about to tell you, or what I'm about to tell you, Sophie has had the COVID. The COVID has struck close to home, and yes. Sophie has been down. And it started, well, it was last Monday when we recorded, and you were like, I think I've just got like a little cold or something.
That's it. I've got a little cough. I've just got this little dry cough, and that's just I think what I said was, I've got a little tickle in the back of my throat.
Yes.
And then by Monday night, I'd started running fever, and which is when you kind of do the dun 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 in your head.
Yeah.
So I went and got tested Tuesday morning, and which I will say, my doctor's office has like curbside testing.
Nice.
That you do by appointment. It was very easy. And I was oddly scared of the test, which was really not that, it just kind of just tickled. And anyway, but it came back positive. And
and you've been sick. You've been down for the count too.
I've been sick. I have. Mm-hmm. And you talk about somebody. I like to figure things out. I like to understand things. I have racked my brain trying to figure out where I got it, how I got it. Like, I feel like I have been a vigilant mask wearer. I have tried to do all the things that we're supposed to do, and it still got me. And, but this is my second day to not have fever.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main thing that I had. I have been in the bedroom, in our bedroom at my house for a week alone. This will be, if I continue to not run fever today, I can go out into the general population of my house tomorrow.
Okay, but that's really exciting.
Thank you. I told Melanie earlier, I'm going to go to my laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super exciting. But
maybe you could put it on an Instagram story. Maybe you could do
it. I can make an Instagram story or whatever those new things are on Twitter. That really made me angry when I saw that yesterday. Twitter's got some new thing you can do.
A fleet. I don't even know. And I was glad to see you ask about it, because I was like, well, Sophie, it's because she's been sick, but I've been healthy, but I've just been trying to stay away from Twitter by and large. So I was like, I didn't know when a fleet happened, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And I still don't really know.
I don't know. I don't know what it's about, but anyway, I'm better. But Lord have mercy. I'm telling you what, I didn't even know how much TV I hadn't seen. and I'll tell you something else I didn't know, which for some reason tickled me to no end, was I was flipping around a couple of days ago. And for me, this was really like a bad flu. Like, I just had a really persistent fever, a lot of aches, a lot of feeling like my hips were going to crack into when I would get into bed. Just felt like you do. I felt like you do when, you know, you just have a bad flu. I haven't had the respiratory piece of it, but I was flipping around maybe like, I don't know, Saturday or something. And I was like, well, I had no idea you could still find Nash Bridges on television. But I
That's a low. That's a real low point.
I knew that was still a thing. Like, of all the shows that have come and gone, and Nash Bridges is still,
wow,
still at it. I mean, there's
a
place for everything, I reckon.
There really is.
Mm-hmm, I have watched so much Hometown on HGTV. Mm-hmm. I watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, which I loved.
So good.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched The Crown. That's going to be my next thing.
Oh, listen, let's circle back to that in a minute.
Okay. I have watched, oh gosh. Oh, one night I had the choice between Notting Hill and The Proposal. They were both on at the same time, which was fantastic. It was really even more than I could handle.
Yeah.
I've watched House Hunter still comes on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And so I've watched a lot of House Hunters. I didn't even know how much I'd missed that. So, you know, there's been some stuff to pull me through.
Yeah, so, that's good. Well, yeah. I laughed because you did text me. I think it was Friday and I was on my way to Dallas, but you were like, here are my thoughts on Real Housewives of the OC. And also I've watched all of this season, Southern Charm. And I was like, oh, sis is watching, piled up watching some TV.
I mean,
like,
what else?
At least you're getting that done.
I mean, I have gotten it handled. Mm-hmm. And I do have some thoughts on this season, Southern Charm.
Okay.
But, which I was not even going to watch. I don't know. I have just tried to, as best I can, you know, just.
Well, you had a lot of time on your hands.
A lot of time.
To do nothing. It was funny to me because I was like, COVID by and large, I mean, I don't want to say it hadn't hit close to home because of course it has in a way, but I thought within a week for you to get it, for my beloved friend and podcast partner, and then for Aggie football to get canceled, I was like, Well, now COVID, you've gone too far. Like this,
I mean,
feels personal.
COVID
this feels personal.
Stepped it up. And we're home until the end of Thanksgiving break is what we're doing around here. We're going to camp it out. We're going to stick right here. Mm-hmm. And then I think my quarantine ends on Friday. I'm going to take it a week out. Not because I think I'm contagious or anything like that. There's just a lot going on right now. So.
Yeah, I get it. Well, and I think the thing is like when you start thinking about like, where did you get it and whatever. And I think what's so interesting, and I don't know if it was like this summer, but I feel like I've heard of so many people that have tested positive, but they're like, but I was completely asymptomatic. And so it's that whole thing of like a virus, this is what I've been saying, since the dawn of time, a virus is going to virus. And so it's like, you're going to have carriers that for whatever reason don't show symptoms. So those people are out in public, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, it's just a weird deal.
Yeah.
So
listen, I'm telling you what, nobody needs to mess around with it. Melanie and I were talking before we started to record which we had talked about this before because of some people Melanie knows who had it, who had the same experience. But the other weird part of it is the way you get in your head with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know how bad it's going to be. Like there's no predictor and everybody's so different in terms of how they experience it. And so if you have the tiniest little piece of hypochondriac in your body, you will get away from yourself quickly.
Yeah.
So I would not say it's been an encouraging time. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy to not have fever. So happy to not have fever for the second day in a row. And, I'm hopeful that, we've got these two good vaccines out on the horizon and
maybe
better days are ahead for everybody. So
yes. Chin up, America.
That's right.
Chin up.
Golly. Uh-huh. I'll tell you
Hope is on the horizon.
Hey, it's me, taking a break to tell you about FabFitFun. It is no secret that I am a product junkie. I love trying new beauty items, I love trying new fashion items, and I love getting a little bit of happy in my mail these days. That's why I love FabFitFun. Y'all would not believe their winter box. I just got it, and there's this new Summer in Rose cozy short robe that I just got, along with a Laura Geller eyeshadow palette that I'm a little bit obsessed with. Y'all, this robe,
I'd been wanting like a shorter robe that was still warm, but where I wouldn't like have a heat stroke when I was trying to blow dry my hair. And it is the perfect cozy robe for winter. I love it so much. And it's so unbelievably soft. And then there's this Laura Geller eyeshadow palette that has the best colors. It's perfect for holiday and to wear to parties. And it's just sparkly and pretty. And I love it so much. And even better, I got the new Tula Skincare Under Eye Cooling Balm that I already know I love. And so it's like I basically just got a new one for free thanks to my FabFitFun subscription. I love that you get to try a ton of different products for what the price of one is normally. I found everything from a new perfume I love to a new face cleanser I love to a painless hair remover, which is solid gold, to the softest house slippers ever from PJ Salvage. It's time for you to customize your box for the winter season. You can sign up today to receive your first box and join a community of over 1 million women who are already obsessed like I am. Use coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. I can't, well, I'm going to tell you just, this is what I wanted to circle back to the crown because I had this thought and then I know we've got our gift guide today, but I was watching it. I'm not going to give anything away. Not that there, I mean, can there be spoiler alerts for something that happened in real life?
But, right. Sure. For history.
But number one, I was so happy to be watching the crown because it was like the first show that I really loved that has come back post-COVID. You know what I mean? For like a new season because everything else feels like it's been frozen. I know This Is Us is back, but I quit watching This Is Us. But to watch The Crown and to see these characters. And so I'm on episode 3. I finished episode 3 last night. I'm really trying to pace myself because I don't want it to end. But I got ahead of myself and I watched 2 episodes last night. So I'm on episode 3. But it's so good. It's, and here's what I love about it. And this is, you're going to love it, is it's weird now to watch it and things are happening that you remember happening because you were alive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I was also a kid, so you had a different perspective on everything. But it dawned on me last night, I was thinking about Diana and Charles's wedding. And this was my theory. This thought came to me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it may not sound as profound as it felt to me at 2 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep. But I was like, Diana and Charles's wedding was really the first Instagram moment of our lives.
Like, oh, that's very true.
Where it looked so perfect and so wonderful. And
yes.
So like everybody looked at it and it was beautiful and it was worldwide. And there had probably never been anything that had at that point been televised worldwide that was that big and that grand and that historic. And the whole thing was just a train wreck on the inside.
Yes. I mean, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget staying up all night to watch that wedding.
Yes. Never. No, and those, her big puffy sleeves and that train, and it just, the whole thing was
those
like
bangs.
Yes. And it was a love story for the ages. And now
except
we know. Not so much.
Plot twist.
Yes.
I think that's why I haven't started watching it yet is because I have so looked forward to it and I didn't want to associate it with being sick.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, like I want it. It's almost going to be like my fever-free reward, I think, to get into that. It's going to be my show of jubilee.
Yes.
It's going to be about moving forward. But I can't wait to watch it. I cannot wait to watch it.
I've
tried not
to
read about it just so I don't spoil anything, but I can't wait.
I can't wait. Like it's one as I'm watching, I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this multiple times. Like this is going to be... but in some ways it's already been my favorite season of The Crown just because it's so good. And the casting, oh my gosh, that girl that they have playing in Diana is unbelievable. You're just going to love it. It's so good. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, I have seen a couple of things where people have talked about how that much they have Googled as they've watched, like stuff that they didn't know. So I am all about that. I can't wait for that. That sounds like a perfect way to enter into the Thanksgiving season to me is some Google and The Crown. So I'll tell you something else that I have paid extra close attention to over the last week that I never pay attention to are commercials. Because you know, normally I'm watching stuff on the DVR and I just fast forward right through. The pharmaceutical commercials in this country, the pharmaceutical commercials, they have really brought me some joy. They're absurd. They are so absurd.
Yeah.
And there's one for a drug called Vascepa. I don't even know what Vascepa is for, but it's got the Go-Go's playing in the background. Like, but we got the beat.
Yes.
And a lot of people, I would say in their 60s and 70s and doing some spirited like dancing and stretching. I don't know. If you happen to see that commercial come across your screen, don't miss a blessing. Like, stop.
Yeah.
I really want you to pay attention to two people. One is the man in the yellow tennis shoes who has some dreams of I feel like being a dancer that maybe he's reactivated in his later years. He's got some rhythm and he knows it, and it's delightful.
Okay.
And then the woman who stretches. There's a woman who apparently they said, like, just stretch. And her kind of hesitancy with her stretching, but her commitment to her stretching really makes me happy. So that's what we have coming up for Thanksgiving, y'all. We've got the crown and we've got pharmaceutical commercials, specifically the SEPA is really bringing a lot of joy to my life right now.
When you said Vascepa, and maybe it's just the name, but it does feel like that's one. I don't know what it's for either, but it feels like one of the possible side effects is like leaky bowels, because I think I remember thinking, like, I don't know what it's supposed to cure.
Listen, but it's not worth it.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it's supposed to fix, but I know what I don't want it to break. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I think that's you gotta weigh out your options.
Y'all, I don't even know if I paid attention to the Vascepa side effects because I've been so captivated by the dancing. But I'm telling you. And
Because I was in pharmaceutical sales for years, I always, if I listen to one, to me, the side effects always really draw me in, because it's fascinating to me that they have to list that long list. But you're like, well, by the time I've heard all that, I believe I'll just stick with my headache. You know, like,
Khloe Kardashian has a new pharmaceutical commercial for a migraine medicine. I don't know what it's called. I can't remember. But I know that there's a point where it says very plainly, like, whatever the medicine's called. And then it says, don't take this if you're allergic to, and it just names the medicine again. I'm like, well, did we even have to say that?
Yes. Feels like common sense.
That feels like if I'm allergic to that, I'm not going to take that. And it's not like, you know, if you're allergic to these ingredients, it's like, just if you're allergic to the name of this medicine, don't take this medicine. If you're allergic to Tylenol, don't take Tylenol.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's
so good because she's in full Khloe Kardashian mode, like the makeup, the lipstick, the whole thing. And she, but talking very sincerely about migraine medication. As only a Kardashian can. It's fantastic. I don't know. Maybe this is the direction my life's going to go in for the next phase. I don't know.
It's the things you get to talk about when you haven't had a lot going on other than being sick in bed for a week, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed them. I didn't even know what I was missing, but
I'm so glad.
They pulled me through. So it was all worth it. She says, not really. Anyway.
Hey y'all, it's me taking another quick break to tell you about Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. I love that they're super transparent about the research and the sourcing behind each one of their products. And your recommendations come, best of all, in daily individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. I love this as opposed to looking at all these different bottles sitting on my shelf and trying to remember what I'm supposed to take and when I'm supposed to take it. They make it so easy. Here's the other thing I love about Care Of.
You get quick, reliable results because there's an online quiz. So there's an in-depth 5-minute online quiz, which y'all know how I feel about an online quiz. I love them, that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, and health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. They really do take the time to figure out what you're trying to fix or where you need support, and I love that. You can follow Care/of's expert recommendations, or you can adjust your pack at any time if there's something that you want to eliminate or add. What you receive is totally up to you, but it makes it so easy to fall back into a healthy routine to make sure that you're getting the vitamins you need. It takes about 30 days for your body to adapt to new nutrients, so now is a great time to update your vitamin and wellness routines and make it so simple with Care/of to help support your immune system this fall. And Care/of's products go beyond vitamins and supplements to include protein powders and boosts to help supplement your workouts as you move indoors in the colder months. You can get 50% off your first Care/of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50. Again, that's 50% off your first Care/of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50.
Anyway. All right, so we've got a gift guide. We were going to talk about some gift ideas this week.
Yes, we were.
And for women and for men.
Yes.
So do we have a preference with where we start?
I don't know. You want to start with men?
Okay.
I mean, I'm good with either.
Yes.
I get
okay.
it.
Okay, why don't you go first? Why don't you tell us what your first gift idea is?
I am going to go with, and I really tried other than this to go with different stuff that I've mentioned in the past, but this one is currently 50% off. I think it's going to stay 50% off. And I just think it's such a good gift. And it's, you're going to know as soon as I say it, it's the Eddie Bauer oversized down throw. I love our Eddie Bauer oversized down throw. It feels like a down coat. It's like, it's kind of wind resistant and water resistant on one side, and then it's fleecy on the other. And it's just a great outdoor blanket. I mean, it's a good indoor blanket too, but it's super warm without being heavy. I think it's on sale right now for $50. It's 50% off. Yeah, it's a good, it comes in different patterns. You could get it monogrammed if you wanted to, but it would be a great down throw for like a hunter in your life or an outdoorsman. If it's somebody who sits in a blind and maybe wants like an extra layer, or somebody who goes to sporting events, or just in the comfort of your own home. I just think it's a really good all-purpose blanket.
Listen, after this last week, I could pretty much put all the blankets in our house on a rating system. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Like, you know which ones you want in which situations and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a great idea. And mm-hmm. I think for nothing else than a cool night at home while you watch a movie, I think that's a great gift.
Yeah, so blanket, there you have it.
So my first idea is actually something that David discovered a few months ago. Somehow every once in a while, he'll get something new and I'll say, where'd you get that? And he'll say, oh, they did a Kickstarter campaign. I don't know how he finds out about these things, but he does. And one of the things that he has loved is a belt, by a company called Groove Life. And hello.
Oh, sorry. My phone just went off. Hold on. I got to turn it. I thought the volume was off. I'm so sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
But it's called a Groove Life belt and it's kind of a silicone belt. I know this sounds weird, but it's got just like a little bit of stretch to it. Mm-hmm. But very durable, but they're great looking, like the finish on them's great looking. And, he is a huge fan of them. So
it's
kind of a new twist on a staple. And
yeah,
something that everybody can use.
Okay. I love that. I'm going to look, that may be a Perry Schenkel thing because he's always looking for a new belt.
Yeah. I think it'd be right up his alley.
Okay. That's perfect. That's good. Cause I'm hurting for ideas for him. Mm-hmm. Although I told him last night what I was getting him were some hearing aids from Costco because
bless it.
I know. Listen, you know. It's a whole thing. Okay. So my next one is very specific, but I wanted to throw it out there because I loved these when I saw them. So for any of my Aggie listeners and people, so specifically, this is Texas A&M specific, okay. So I apologize that it doesn't, but I saw the coolest, there is a company called Kilpatrick Custom Designs and they do all kinds of woodworking and different things. And they make the most realistic, like really cool looking, Christmas tree ornaments that look like an Aggie ring, like the Aggie senior ring.
I love that.
And you can get them customized with the year. So I just, if you have any Aggies in your life or somebody, that's a men or women gift, but I just thought it's particularly men because I think men tend to wear theirs the rest of their life. Whereas women, I wear mine sometimes, but not all the time. But I just thought that was a really, they're just really cool looking and I'd never seen that before. So that would be a good little stocking stuffer or something to wrap up for an Aggie in your life.
Yeah. My daddy still wears his class ring for Mississippi State every day of his life. Mm-hmm. And he's in his late 80s. But it's just,
yeah. And is it real smooth?
It's so smooth around the stone.
Yeah.
But it's so pretty. Like it's such a treasure. I love that.
Yeah. I love seeing those old ads. You can always tell because then their rings are like almost worn smooth, which I love that. So that's my other one. I know it's very specific, but I wanted to throw it out there.
Listen, I think it's great. All right. My next one is, something that I did not know anybody had a need for until apparently we had a need for one. And then my brother-in-law had a need for one. And I've come to realize now a lot of men feel like this is a great addition to their home.
Oh,
television, theater setup, but is a Bose Solo sound bar, which is essentially, it goes across the front of, I mean, not across the front, but it just sits on a shelf below your television. I don't know a whole lot about the sound bars in terms of why they're so great, except that they're apparently so great. And so somebody wants to, you know, do something nice for their husband or for their dad. And, you know, he might like for things to be loud and sound really good. This is a great way to make that happen.
Okay. I love that. We could probably use that, a sound bar. I'm not going to get it, but our TV, we always say the sound isn't as good as it seems like it should be.
Well, see, just put a sound bar under there and
sound bar
off to the races.
Okay. My next thing is, it's a fishing tackle storage bag. And this is an Amazon description. It's a fishing tackle storage bag, outdoor shoulder backpack, crossbody sling.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I've come to love and expect from Amazon.com.
Yep. Yep. Why use one word when you can use 74 in a description? But it's just a really good bag. Perry always is wanting a bag to put his hunting stuff in or his fishing stuff in, that he just has stuff that he just keeps all the time that he can grab and go. And I like this one because it's water resistant. It's like super like high density nylon. And you can carry it like it's got a handle. You can carry it as a crossbody. You can carry it as a sling bag over your shoulder, or you can even like buckle it around your chest. If for some reason, I don't know why you would need to do that.
You never know, but you could.
But it comes in lots of different colors. It comes in a standard or a large. And it looks different than a normal backpack. It's more like a hunting type tackle bag, but for the outdoorsman in your life, that might be a good option.
Okay. I think that's great. And I feel like what I'm about to say is like the perfect David to Perry counterpoint in terms of a gift, because you have the thing for the fishing tackle and I'm about to tell you about a really good laptop sleeve. For MacBooks or for whatever kind of laptop you have, but it's a water-filled laptop sleeve and it comes in either this, kind of a heavy black canvas or this really neat, cool brown wax canvas. Mm-hmm. And you can get it either horizontal or vertical, depending on how you prefer to carry your laptop. And it's TSA approved, so you don't have to take it out if you go through security, but it has a strap. It's really cool looking, but also really durable. And if you have a person in your life who is always looking at the best way to carry around things like laptops, this is a great option. And so that you can get it in either for a 13 inch MacBook, a 15 or a 16 inch. So covers all your MacBook or like I said, a PC would work in there too, needs.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a great one. And I think people have never needed to transport their laptops more now that everybody's working from home.
Seriously.
You know,
gotta carry them around a little bit.
Yeah. Gotta carry them around. Mm-hmm.
This episode of the Big Boo Cast is brought to you by Newcom. Stress, sleep, recovery, whether we're in the gym or at work, these things shape how we perform. I know that all of those have such an impact, especially in 2020. I know I need to get more sleep at night, and I definitely need help managing my stress and all the challenges this year has brought. One thing I've added to my daily routine, and it's helped make a noticeable difference for me, is New Calm. I started off using New Calm twice a day. At first, I still needed to take my melatonin at night because I'm always afraid that I'm not going to sleep because history shows I'm not going to sleep. But after about the third week, I realized I didn't need my melatonin any longer and I stopped taking it. Now I use New Calm right before I go to bed and it makes me relaxed, it makes me calm and tired, and I sleep like a baby. It really does help me relax and sleep better and turn my brain off, which is something that we all desperately need to do sometimes right now. It's imperative to our health and happiness to be able to manage stress and not be managed by it. New Calm gives you the power and control to relax and recharge anywhere, anytime. New Calm is the only stress management system of its kind, clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to help improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. They use cutting-edge neuroscience, and it consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, a reduction in stress, and a boost in your recovery. Do what I did. Own the day with New Calm. We have a special link set up specifically for our listeners. Go to bigboonewcalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of New Calm and their money-back guarantee. That's bigboonewcalm.com. bigboonewcalm.com and get 50% off your first 30-day subscription of New Calm along with a money-back guarantee. Thanks, New Calm.
Okay, my next one, I should have gone into this one when we were talking about Perry's hearing, because he has these, if you have a hunter or someone who shoots guns a lot in your home that goes to the gun range or whatever, he has a pair of digital earmuffs. So they go on over your ear, so they're ear protection, but so it blocks the bullet sound so you don't damage your hearing, but it has a volume on it where you can hear people talk to you.
Okay.
So you can increase the sound. And I've told him he can hear us so much better when he's wearing those digital earmuffs that I said, if he doesn't go get his hearing aids, I'm about to make him start wearing those digital earmuffs everywhere he goes. So at dinner, he's going to have to just put those on.
Oh gosh. It's like Uncle Eddie.
But they amplify voices. And okay. So they're a great thing to have, because a lot of times, like if you're in the deer blind or whatever, and like when he hunts with Caroline, he can have those on. And then that way, if she's going to shoot the gun, number one, his ears are protected. But number two, you can still hear people, because, you know, hunters like to, do you see that deer over there?
Right. Sure.
It's whatever.
I like to whisper screen. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, digital earmuffs is another. I'm trying to come up with some outdoorsman type gifts, but that's another good one for a sportsman in your life.
Okay. I hope Perry doesn't have to wear them all the time.
I hope not either. I hope not either. But if he doesn't, we may end up in Ladies Home Journal on can this marriage be saved?
Well, in that case, it may be worth it. We want y'all to go the distance.
Exactly.
All right. So my next one is one of David's favorite brands. Sorry, he's getting home from running errands. Hazel's going to be upset.
Yeah.
But he loves Howler Brothers shirts. They're snap shirts. Mm-hmm. And so there is a Howler Brothers long sleeve shirt called the H Barbie, which is just come in different plaids or whatever. What he loves about these shirts is, one, they dry really quickly. So, you know, they're practical that way. They also have, which is so perfect, at the hem, there's microfiber at the hem. So, you know how guys like to wipe their sunglasses off?
Oh, listen, you've just given me, this has Perry Shankle all over it. I'm so excited. Uh-huh.
So it's got microfiber down there so they can wipe your glasses off and not scratch their glasses. But it's part of their shirt, which that's all I need to say.
Right.
The end. Next. I mean, it's, but he really loves the fabric. He loves how comfortable they are. He likes the snaps, the whole thing. And they have tons of different kinds of shirts. This is just one of his particular favorites. But okay. But really, you know, whenever you can find something that looks good and is also has it has a practical component, I feel like that's a win.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's Perry's. I mean, why are you going to own it if it doesn't have a practical component? I mean, this is for sure going on his Christmas
well
list.
I couldn't be happier. And I really like this Thornton plaid. It's kind of it says it's an undersea blue. But it's really, I mean, it's a pretty color and they're just good looking.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks really good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are they fairly thin? Oh, I see a guy fishing in one. So that's always a good
Sign. They're pretty thin. And they're short sleeve ones. But like he wears them a lot in the winter because like that and a pullover and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're done.
Yeah. And I see that they're a quick drying cotton poly fabric, which is also a criteria for our clothing around.
Yeah, that's one of David's criteria too. And you don't have to iron it. So it's a lot of wins in these Howler Brothers shirts, but he's really a fan. He just thinks they're really well made. And then when you add in, listen, you add in that that sunglass cleaning microfiber at the hem, you've got a winner.
It's an abundance of riches. Mm-hmm. I mean, this feels good. Now I'm going to, since you just recommended that, you know, the other thing that Perry Schenkel is getting for Christmas and that was also a Sophie Hudson recommendation is a pair of Olakai house slippers.
They're so good.
I knew the minute that he liked those shoes. I've wanted him to have house shoes for a long time because I've mentioned the Birkenstocks and sock combo that we currently have going. And so, he is getting a pair of the Olakai house shoes. They look like moccasins, but I trust that they will be the comfort of Olakai's, and I'm real excited about that. So I think that is a great gift for any man in your life who may need maybe something besides Birkenstocks to wear around the house.
Right. Socks and Birkenstocks.
Yeah, because it's a good look, but I'm just saying maybe let's take it up a notch.
All right. I think, is this my last one? Is this five for me? Hold on. One, two, three.
But you can go
this
more.
Is five. Okay, so this is something that Melanie recommended, and I had no idea what a hit it would be in my own home. But it's the Pickwick & Company Leather Tobacco and Woods Candle. I know we've recommended it before, but when I tell you, I have come home from work on certain days and have said, are you burning a candle? Because, you know, David's been working from home since March. And he's like, I am. Like, he burns that candle when I am not home. I don't know. As somebody who has had to ask him for the better part of 20 years to maybe like to light a candle if I was getting ready to come home with, you know, we have people coming over or whatever, he has never voluntarily like thought to light a candle, but he loves the way this one smells so much. And I think it reminds him of something in our childhood. I don't know. Like there's some comfort in there somewhere, but it is his favorite ever. And so when I was talking to him about the gift guide, and I was like, is anything I need to be aware of? He was like, don't forget to put those candles on there. Like he loves that candle. So if you have a college student who maybe needs to learn to light candles in their room, or you have, you know, just a relative or a sibling or somebody who appreciates comforting smells, this is such a winner. It's beautiful.
Okay. I think, well, you know, I love it. I mean, I'm such a fan. I just ordered two more because sadly enough, my little hardware store here that used to always stock them has quit. So now I have to order them. I know, which is terrible, but it is what it is. And we've all had to bear our burdens in 2020.
Listen,
apparently.
Listen, I will keep you in our prayers for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. My last thing is, Black Rifle Coffee.
Oh, you've mentioned it before.
We love Black Rifle Coffee. It really is so good. They're Beyond Black. If you like a dark roast, their Beyond Black is so good. It's my favorite dark roast coffee. You can get K-cups, you can get ground, you can get beans. We recently just finally got a Black Rifle Coffee subscription. So it's mailed to us like because you can't buy it in the store. But they also have like cool t-shirts. It's all very manly, but if they have like cool t-shirts and cool mugs, and they have a French press with Black Rifle, and they have coffee mugs and all that stuff. So if you have, there again, this is an outdoorsy, somebody who loves coffee and is also kind of an outdoorsy type person. And I love that they support veterans and all that kind of stuff. Black Rifle Coffee. It has a great collection of gift ideas and coffees that you could give to the coffee lover in your life.
Compare it to something for me, like in terms, I mean, is there anything you can think of?
I will tell you that I was drinking Starbucks Sumatra at home. Those were the K-cups. And then I switched to Beyond Black. And now, like, I tried the other day, I was like, I'm going to try Sumatra again. And I was like, oh, it's undrinkable to me now.
Okay.
Like, it's so smooth. Like, it's real dark, but it's also really smooth. I don't know. It's just really good.
Okay.
Like, I think it's really good coffee. And they actually have a store here now. And so the store is... they have you can drive through, it's like a Starbucks, or you can go in, but they've got, and I will say, like, I mean, if I'm close there, I'm going to go there instead of Starbucks.
Okay.
Like their, I think their coffee drinks and everything are so good. Their chai tea is delicious.
Okay. I'm getting David's.
But anyway, yeah, it's a good little, I think he'll like it. And they've got K-cups or regular or whatever you need.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Right. So there you have
anything else that we've missed or feel like we need to cover?
No, the only other thing I was going to throw out, and this would be a good stocking stuffer, and this would really go for men or women. And I've been talking a lot about my Instagram, but my friend Trevor, who's an anesthesiologist, have you gotten yours?
I got it and I haven't tried it yet, but I cannot wait.
Okay. Well, it's Benarex MD. Y'all may have seen it on my Instagram page because I've been talking about it, but it is saving our life. It's a CBD pain cream, but it's THC free. So you're totally free on that deal, but it's got the highest percentage of lidocaine that you can use in a non-prescription, and it's got menthol, and it smells like kind of rosemary and mint. And I have gotten to where I put it on my neck and shoulders every night before I go to bed, and I swear it's helping me sleep better. Caroline puts it on her ankle. Perry uses it on his back. If you have like an athlete,
where do Piper and Mabel use it? What are they doing with it?
Listen, they're on their own. Uh-huh. Mabel, she's only got herself to blame. But it's a really good. So if you have like an older parent or somebody that's maybe got some arthritis, if you've got an athlete, if you've got, to me, it works for a ton of things. Like I will say, this is a lot of information. I had really bad cramps and I put it on my stomach and my back and like huge difference. It's really good. So
I love that for an athlete. I love that for, you know, because anything you can do topically to help with those issues is a win, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it would be a good, just because it's smaller, it'd be a good gift, but I also thought in a stocking, it would be a good thing too. So
I love it.
So that's it. That's what I've got.
Okay. And my little stocking stuffer idea, again, I'm not trying to be the boss of anybody, but on Etsy, I'll put links, but there's some really good ornaments that just really sort of encapsulate 2020. So if you just needed a little bit something cheerful to tie within your bow, or you know, just to give a neighbor, to make them smile, there's some great dumpster fire ornaments and along those lines that are going to help us all move into the new year with some perspective and some grace.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Don't we all need
it? We do.
Don't we all need it?
Hi, y'all. It's me taking a quick break to tell you about Magic Spoon. I've been talking about Magic Spoon because one of my favorite things my freshman year of college was living in the dorm and realizing the dining hall had a cereal bar. It's basically what I ate to survive that entire year. I ate all manner of cereals morning, noon, and night because cereal is delicious and easy. But then I had to give it up because I realized it's full of sugar and it's junk that you really shouldn't eat because we're grown-ups now and we're trying to be responsible, and it was making my pants feel sad. The older I get, the more I'm trying to cut down on carbs and sugar and unhealthy food, and I realized I basically can't eat anything anymore, which is a real bummer. But it's still so important to start your day with a good breakfast, or as I've discovered, to have a good snack in the middle of the day. And our favorite thing around here right now is a bowl of cereal. That's why we love Magic Spoon. We are so into our cereal right now, thanks to Magic Spoon, that I mentioned on a recent episode that I bought new cereal storage containers just to keep it fresh and ready to eat every day. Here's what I love about Magic Spoon. It has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It comes in cocoa and fruity and frosted and blueberry, which are all the best cereal flavors, and it actually tastes good. It's honestly too good to be true. It's keto friendly, it's gluten free, it's grain free, it's soy free, it's low carb, and GMO free. Caroline loves the frosted flavor, and I personally really like the blueberry. You can grab a variety pack and try it today, and be sure to use our promo code at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. magicspoon.com/bigboo. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring the Big Boo cast.
All right, so what about women?
Okay, my first one, apparently I'm on a bit of a coffee kick. My first one is they have, which this would be, I don't know, for a mother or whatever. Caroline is actually wishing for this because she wants it in her dorm next year. There is a great deal at QVC.com right now on the Nespresso Virtuo Coffee and Espresso Maker.
Okay.
So it's normally like $200 and something. I think it's on sale right now for $150, and you get the Nespresso, the coffee maker. It also makes espresso, lattes, the whole deal. And it comes with like 70 of the pods, and it comes
out.
Like
nice word. Bowl.
I know, it's an abundance of riches, but it's one of those gifts. I mean, that this falls under, like, I may buy this for myself and put it under the tree. Like, I just,
this is where we are in life. I'm going to buy one of these things that I'm going to tell y'all about for me too, and put it under a tree.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, if there's anybody in your life who may want a coffee maker, this falls to me under, it's also like, I was going to put the Sonic ice maker that I've talked about to death, but either one of those are a good, I feel like those are an acceptable kitchen appliance to get for a Christmas gift.
Absolutely. I love stuff like that. Any kind of great coffee maker, a good mixer, any of that stuff, a food processor, those are fantastic.
Yes. I agree.
All right. So my first thing is, well, let me just say this. I think I've mentioned how much I love pajama shorts. I've really come to love them over the summer, and heaven knows I haven't worn anything else really for the last week. But there are some pajama shorts, some flannel sleep shorts from Anthropologie. They're the Michelle Morin and Amelia flannel sleep shorts. They are so cute. I don't know why. Oh. I've been obsessed with them now for weeks. I have not ordered them for myself, but I think I will. They're super cute. They come in all sizes. You can get them in regular sizes, petite sizes, plus sizes. And they are the most darling pattern. They're cream colored. They've got these fun leaves and vegetation and stuff. They're just darling. And so,
I'm looking at them right now. They're so cute.
They would be great for anybody of any age who enjoys a sleep short situation. And we find to wear around the house with a cute little sweater. But also great to throw on with a t-shirt. And so I just love them. I think they're so great looking. And I just love things that are soft and cozy and all that for Christmas.
Yeah. So. Oh, those are so cute. Those are Caroline Schenkel may be getting those.
You're darling.
That's a good, okay. My next thing is, and I talked about this Instagram is one of my favorite. Hazel.
Listen, I don't know. Fine. Wait, let me just try to shut the door. Hold on. Sorry.
No, we're fine. Okay. We're fine. So I mentioned this person's Instagram, and I knew that she has cookbooks, but I love that. I want to get on my list is the Half Baked Harvest Super Simple Cookbook.
Mm.
I love her recipes. I love that this one is particularly geared to, because I think the hardest thing is like, number one, I'm out of things to cook. I'm like, I've cooked all my things. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what's happened. And I just need easy stuff, but I need to know that it's good. And I would prefer that it be a little healthier. And so, I put that cookbook on my wish list. But I think for anybody, if you have a cook in your life, I think that would be a really good one, because I do think her recipes are really beautiful. And I have not made one yet that has not turned out to be delicious.
I love that. Everything I see on Instagram, I'm just always like, oh my gosh, I want to make that. But I want to make that. But I want to make that. It just all looks so beautiful and like real food. And great.
Yeah.
Day for that. So
there you have it.
Okay. My next one is a shelf subscription from The Bookshelf in Thomasville, Georgia. Annie B. Jones owns The Bookshelf, and she is somebody I love to follow on Instagram. She's, she reads a ton, and she posts about almost everything that she reads, and she has a podcast about books. Anyway, with her bookstore, you can do a subscription gift. And you can select a staffer to pick out a book for the person that you are doing the subscription for. And you can do this for 1 month or for 3 months, for 6 months, for 12 months. And you can read the staffer's biographies in terms of the kind of books that they like to read. And then depending on how often you want to send the gift, they will select a book, and it's packaged all beautifully. And then it will go to the person that you're giving it to, like a little fun book surprise, however often you choose to give it. And I think one of the hard things for me is somebody who likes to read, but I get overwhelmed sometimes because I'm like, well, there's just, I don't know if you know this, but there are a lot of books. And
a lot of books.
Sometimes it's hard to know what I want to read. And so I love the idea of, you know, picking a staff member who maybe really likes to read historical fiction or whatever kind of book it is, and then just letting them continue the gift all year long. So I think it's a neat idea.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that's okay. So you and I are on the same page, because I had thought, because, you know, you had texted me back when quarantine started a lot about books for Martha, because you were wanting to make sure Martha had a lot of stuff to read. And it made me rediscover, and I'm actually reading one right now, my love of Lila Meacham novels.
Oh, Martha has loved those Lila Meacham books.
I knew she would.
Listen, Melanie and Martha are like, they're literary twins is what they are.
We are.
I mean, Melanie can pick a book for Martha Hudson better than anybody. So she loves those books.
They're so good. So Lila Meacham actually lives here, and I think she's in her 80s, but she's from San Antonio. I've never met her. I don't know her. But there's the Roses trilogy, which is Roses, Somerset, Tumbleweeds. There's Titans, which is what I'm reading now, which is about another Texas family, and it's so good. And then Dragonfly, my mother-in-law actually just finished reading, and she said it's actually about World War II, which, you know.
Imagine.
I mean, but... It's my, but the combination of like Texas plus then a World War II book, she just, they're big sweeping epic novels that to me are really well written, and the characters are really well developed, and they're great. So like if you have a grandmother that loves to read, or an aunt that loves to read, or apparently somebody my age who loves to read, they're just
right.
To get them like the Roses trilogy or something like that would just be a really good set of books for like a starter book set, because they're really good novels. And I was reading it the other day, and I was like, man, I forget how much I like her books and how much I get caught up in them.
And I love to give books as gifts, and I love to get books as gifts. Like there's something really sweet about somebody going to the trouble of somebody who's read something and goes, this seems like something that, you know, somebody would like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love that. So I think that's a great idea.
So there you go.
All right. So my next idea is something we've also talked about before, but man, has this one come through. And that's the Old Navy High Waist Power Soft 7/8 length joggers. I have them in camo. They're so good. They're not super expensive. They're great length. They're versatile. They're high waisted. But the waist does not roll down. Like they're so good and come in some great colors that you can that work with a whole bunch of different things. You can dress them up, you can dress them down. Mm-hmm. But I'm a fan. So if you have somebody in your life who you think might like just something a little comfy for Christmas, something you know, that's doesn't necessarily have to button, these are great. And I love mine so much, and I think they're super cute. Okay.
Listen, I think if there's ever been a Christmas, a time to get people something, it's this time. Mm-hmm. Like I was going to put some joggers or something because I'm like, I cannot get enough of the cozy clothes because frankly, it's all I pretty much wear now.
I'm telling you.
So I think that's, yeah, it's a great gift. And I think those are sometimes easier because size wise, you get a little more leeway too. Like
absolutely.
Joggers,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. And there's not, you're not going to head too far in either direction, even if you miss it a little bit. Like they may be a little bit baggier, if they may be a little more like a legging, it's not going to matter. It's going to be cute either way.
Yeah. Either way, they work. Mm-hmm. So my next thing is something that Caroline got me wearing, and now I love them. And they are by Able. And so I wanted to use them because we have a 25% off code.
Yay!
But they're Celine Huggy Hoops. Yay. So Caroline is really into her Huggy Hoops, which are just real delicate little dainty hoops. I feel like they're the 2020 stud earrings.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you do a Huggy Hoop. And they're just really pretty. They're simple. They're gold. I think they also come in silver. They would just be a great gift for somebody that you don't really know what else to buy them, or are struggling with, because I don't know anybody that wouldn't like them. And they're a good little, like, I like mine cause I can wear them when I'm working out. Like they're just a great earring to put in and leave in, and like, I almost could sleep in them. I can't sleep in jewelry, but sure. If I could, I would sleep in these because they're just real comfortable and light, and you forget that you're in.
Well, and I just looked them up. They're super classic. You know, you're not going to.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, they're not going to go out of style. Mm-hmm. They're just an easy. And Able has, I mean, like we really do have. So the code, we'll put it in our show notes, but it's Big Mama 25 for 25% off everything. And that's till the end of the year. So like, I mean, there's tons of jewelry options and leather bags. And this was in part of our teen girl stuff too, but just know that I think that's a great place to shop for somebody that you may have a hard time buying for, or not sure what to get. Cause I think it's also classic that there's something for everybody.
Yes. Okay. My next one is, the numbers are all run together at this point. I think this is my fourth thing. I don't know.
Okay. I think that's right.
But for pretty much the last year, the number one bag I have used has not been a purse. Even though I have totes I love that I kind of keep everything in, but when I'm running in and out of stores, I just like a clutch, a wristlet, something that's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And my very favorite one is the Hobo Vita wristlet. And it comes in tons of different patterns, colors, you name it, they have it. But you can get so much in there. So I always mm-hmm. keep my keys inside so that I don't have to take them in and out of the car. I just always leave them in my little zip thing. But it fits all your cards. You can keep your lipstick in there, your cash, your checkbook. But it expands pretty good. Everything you need will go in that wristlet, and your phone too. And it's pretty, and it just looks better the more you use it. So,
okay. I love that. I think that's a great, and I've gotten to where I love to have just a small, I did finally get my Madewell tote, by the way.
Okay.
And I do love it.
I'm so glad.
I've forgotten how much I love dumping a bunch of stuff in a big, huge bag and then digging for it. But,
right.
But having a wristlet makes it so easy because I can pull that out. And I'm like, well, I know that's everything I need,
yeah,
at least.
I love it.
So, okay. One of my last things, I've got a couple little things, and I put this one as my top choice, but you know, every year I mention Sephora and or Ulta kill it on the gift sets.
Oh, like, yes, ma'am.
Such good. I mean, the lash stash, the lip kit, the whole deal. This year, there's one at Sephora that's going in Caroline's stocking, and it's the Jo Malone cologne discovery sample.
I'm already on board with this.
Yeah, it's four samples of Jo Malone's different fragrances. It's perfect stocking stuffer or little gift or whatever. It's a great way to try out and see what all you like. But there's so many, like there again, if you've got somebody who loves beauty products or whatever, Sephora and Ulta gift sets, I feel like you can't go wrong.
I agree. I love it.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. nicest thing I did for myself in 2020 was I bought myself some Jo Malone, the bath gel, and I have since replenished it. And one of the saddest, darkest days of 2020 was one day last week, I realized I couldn't smell it in the shower, but now I can smell it again. My smell and taste, all that's coming back. So Okay, but that's it's good. If you just need one little indulgent thing just to get you through, that's a great thing to do for yourself. It's just to surround yourself with some things that smell really, really pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. This is my last thing I don't know if you know this, but I tend to process in the rearview mirror. I tend to think about things, maybe a month or two down the road. I like to look back and reflect and try to figure out.
Yes.
And so I don't know. I could be wrong. I just think maybe some of us are going to have some stuff to process about 2020. Maybe not. Maybe we're all, listen, going into 2021 as healthy as we can possibly be. But I have a feeling I'm going to have to do some processing. As for me and myself, I will need to process. So here's what always helps me do this. And here's what I always love to do before the beginning of a new year is I like a new journal. I like a new devotional book, or I need something to read in the morning. And I like to dedicate some time to some reflection. So, one of my favorite kinds of journals are the rifle paper journals. They're notebooks. They have spiral ones. They also have sets of small journals you can buy that come together. If you'd like something that's smaller, but you can tuck inside your book or tuck inside your purse. And so I would do that for somebody. Plus a new devotional book, like maybe an Everyday Holy by Melanie Schenkel, a topical book that might minister to them in some way. So something that I have been reading the last few weeks is a book called Gentle and Lowly by Dane Ortlund. That's just all about the character of Jesus. And man, if there is something good to reflect on after a hard year, it is the character of Jesus. So that, or if somebody has been particularly moved in a certain area of society or life, that it'd be The Bridge by Latasha Morrison, or you could do one of Emily Freeman's books, or there's just so much to choose from. But but I think the combination of those things is a thoughtful way to help people create some room and some space to think and to pray and to reflect on a year
I love that.
That's been hard.
Yeah, I think that's really good. There's also one called All in All by Sophie Hudson. Well, I'm gonna throw that out there because I know you're not going to do that yourself.
Really sweet, but anyway,
it's very good.
And listen, and if a teenage girl is somewhere in this equation, you want to throw in some good pens with that, and you will win the day. Mm-hmm.
You don't underestimate some gel pens for sure.
Never.
So. That is a good, okay. So I have two little things just because our friend Christy at Two Funny Girls gave us a code.
Oh, I have one of her things on here too.
Oh, you do?
It was just going to be a little happy thing at the end, but listen, you're going to get it covered. So I'm so happy.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but she, I talked to her. So I always love, we were messaging because I always like to have some of her, styro cups for holidays to have for drinks and such. Don't message me about styrofoam. I rewash it. We use it a lot. So it's all fine, but it's very festive. So she does 10 count cups that are so cute for like Thanksgiving, which by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be too late, but Christmas, whatever. To me, they make great hostess gifts. They're a good thing to throw into a stocking. They just have all kinds of cute stuff. So you can do that. And then the other thing, which I would have put on my teen girl gift guide, but Caroline Schenkel's getting this. I'm glad she didn't listen to the podcast.
That's helpful.
Is she started doing these really cute bed pillowcases, like a pillowcase that has like custom stitching with like your name on the hem of the pillowcase. So like not on the actual pillowcase, but just right there on the hem where it has their name kind of in script writing. Mm-hmm. But it's embroidered and I just think they're so cute. But she gave us a code. It's Mary Big Boo. Isn't that festive? Mary Big Boo. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think it expires November 27th. Okay. So you'll want to use it within. But anyway, just there's some really cute. And she's got lots of time. What did you put on there?
I had the Christmas tree dots cups, one of the 10 packs of the styro cups. But there's one that's Christmas trees made out of dots. And I think they're so cute. And
so cute.
And it's just a great. Just listen, if all you're doing is putting some water in it before you go run your errands or whatever you need to do, it's just adds just a little bit of festive to your car and your day. So treat yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what I say.
Treat yourself. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's 2020. Mm-hmm. Find your joy where you
that's can. Right. Anywhere you can.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right.
So that's pretty much it.
Okay. Boy, we killed it.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what we killed is my voice that has not talked this much in well over a week.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to need to go home. You're going to have to go back and get in the bed. You may not be able to make it to the laundry room today. You may have to wait till tomorrow.
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to go get in the recliner and watch me some Hometown. I'm going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you feel okay about
it. I
do. So,
all right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening. As always, we're grateful that y'all have tuned in once again to the Gift Guide. We hope you have a great rest of the week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.